You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. If you like lobster and live anywhere near New York, you don't want to miss Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. This is a special recording in anticipation of the event, which goes down June 6, 2013. The event takes place at the Metropolitan Pavilion at 125 West 18th Street in New York City. Tickets can be purchased starting March 20th at tastingtable.com/rumble2013. You think you've had good lobster rolls, but you have no idea.
This is Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm on the line today with Ryan Poley, the chef and partner of Little Market Brasseria in Chicago. He is also one of the contestants in this summer's Lobster Roll Rumble. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing today?
We're doing awesome over here in Chicago.
Great. Are you excited about the lobsters?
I am, actually. This is, it's always fun to get out of the kitchen and do something interesting and fun, especially in another city. So I'm looking forward to the competition and camaraderie that we're going to experience in New York. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So, Ryan, you are currently the chef and partner at Little Market Brasseria. So for those of us who may not have had the pleasure of visiting, can you tell us a little bit about your restaurant? Kind of give us a sense of what the menu is like, kind of what's the experience of dining with you?
Little Market Brasserie is located in the Talbot Hotel in Chicago in the Gold Coast neighborhood, which is kind of a historical neighborhood. It's been around for a while. There's a lot of older people that live here. There's a lot of young people moving in. So what we wanted to do is create just a neighborhood dining experience and kind of cater to the people in the neighborhood. We do an incredible brunch on the weekends. The dinner menu is based up of everything from little bites, little starters, to we do all the house-made pastas. We have a great burger on the menu. So it is really something for everybody. And we also have a lobster roll, hence the reason we're on the phone today.
I would hope so. Okay. And so Ryan, you're originally from Chicago, but it sounds like you spent a number of years in international kitchens and traveling through different countries and through the United States as well. What do you think some of the more influential kitchens or regions were on your cooking today?
Influential regions. I mean, Spain was a huge influence on my life and my career. I lived there for 2 years, just kind of traveling around the different cities and working in some of the great kitchens that I worked in. Napa Valley, I lived there for 2 years, and I worked at the French Laundry restaurant, and that was a huge impact on my cooking career, just based on the restaurant that I was at and the products that were available and, you know, getting exposed to different ingredients and, you know, utilizing those to their fullest, cooking in the seasons. So I'd say that those two definitely have a big impact, but also Chicago does for some reason. As many times as I moved around and said, you know, I'm never coming back to Chicago, for some reason I always came back because I really love the city and my friends are here, and if I ever thought of opening a restaurant, it seemed a lot easier for me to do in Chicago just because it's kind of home base. So Chicago has a real, impact on me just because I grew up here and I know the area and I know the city and I know the products.
Right. I would imagine the weather is a little different in Chicago than it is in Napa, so that must have been a hard transition.
Not that different.
So what
else? We celebrated the first day of spring in like 25 degree weather, so that's kind of typical Chicago weather. So.
Oh my goodness. So what ultimately brought you back to Chicago?
That's a great question. I moved away 4 times, and I don't know. My subconscious just always said, I would get somewhere, and I would love it to a point. Probably like a year into it, I would start missing things from Chicago, or I would go into a city, and, well, Chicago has this, and, you know, Phoenix, Arizona doesn't have this, you know. So it was always a compare and contrast to where I was living with what Chicago had, and then as I got older, I just gave up on fighting it, and I just decided to plant the roots back in Chicago and stay here.
Okay. And then having spent some significant years in the city, what are you most excited about in the Chicago culinary scene today? Like what do you want to just tell everyone about? What makes you really excited to see either new things or new restaurants or chefs or trends that you might just be real excited about?
Yeah, Chicago is just a growing food city, and I think that it's definitely underestimated in the eyes of the rest of the country. If you're in the food scene, you know that Chicago has great, unbelievable restaurants. It's a huge tourist attraction to come to some of these restaurants. But what I'm really excited about is it's just a great time to be a young chef in the city of Chicago. People are opening up all kinds of restaurants, from noodle shops to fine dining 3-star Michelin restaurants to casual places, but they're doing it with a sense of culinary showmanship. They're doing it with a sense of using local products. There's also a camaraderie between Chicago chefs that I really haven't seen in any other city, where at any time any chef can call each other and say, I'm having trouble with a recipe, you know, can you help me out? Or where do you buy sturgeon from? Or, you know, are you looking for any cooks? I got a great guy here, but, you know, we don't need anyone. Do you need any help over there? So there's this camaraderie factor that's happening in the city of Chicago, and I don't know if it's because we're in the Midwest and that's just our attitude, or if it's just a community of chefs that loves to help each other. It kind of started from the old guard of Chicago chefs, just being friendly and being caring to each other, and it really has trickled down to the younger generation, and we are really going forward with that mentality of supporting the community as itself.
Oh, that sounds like a really lovely space to be a chef and to be in and around food. So that sounds exciting. Yeah. I'll have to make a trip.
Please.
All right. So
come for the lobster roll.
Well, that's what we need to talk a little bit about. I want to talk a little bit about your lobster roll. And on the menu, you have a Baja lobster roll. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So can you describe that a little bit for us?
When me and my business partner, Alfredo Sandoval, we were traveling around pretty much all around the country. I think we went to 12 different cities to get inspired and get ideas and think out of our box in Chicago of what we wanted the little market to be. We went to all kinds of restaurants, and we knew that we wanted to do something with a lobster roll, so that was obviously one of the things that we would always order when there. So there's something about the perfectly toasted buttery bread and the kind of chilled lobster with herbs and a little bit of lemon, a little bit of acid to kind of bring it out. But then some lobster rolls, that's all it was, and others were very creative. So I kind of found a median between the two on mixing some coleslaw with some chipotle aioli that we make. And it added a little bit of spice and a little bit of character and a little bit of texture to the lobster roll. So you have a very soft bun that's kind of crunchy on the outside, and you have this delicate texture of lobster that we toss with chives and a little bit of shallot and a lemon vinaigrette. And then you have this crunchy, cold coleslaw that's mixed with this smoky, slightly spicy chipotle aioli. And it, for me, it kind of just brings character and a little bit of punch to the plain lobster roll.
Interesting. That sounds really tasty. And you know, you're right. And when you're talking about kind of this wide range of lobster rolls, from, you know, the very traditional to the very exotic, we've been speaking to a number of chefs, your competitors, I will say, about
friends also. We'll leave it at that.
Right. But, you know, there's a lot of different kind of paths that chefs are taking, you know, very traditional. We don't want to mess with anything. We don't want to, you know, move beyond the purest lobster roll, to people that are throwing some pretty interesting things in there. Did you ever kind of want to break the box more and do something totally crazy with your lobster roll?
I guess I'm kind of a purist at heart also, where I like to take traditional things and kind of just put a little bit of a twist on them, but still have it recognizable to the original. So it really never crossed my mind to take a lobster roll and stuff it with grilled tofu, or, you know, I mean, just whatever you can kind of think of, or even go beyond mixing it with the chipotle aioli. I've seen a lot of creative lobster rolls, and I've eaten a lot of great lobster rolls around the country. But for me personally, as a chef, I think the approach that we took was to make something simple and recognizable, but have some kind of a twist on it where it's not what people are expecting, but it's still delicious.
Okay. Well, one space where you are not simple is your cocktail menu. Especially those charged sodas that you have. And I'm just, where did the idea for those soda and spirit combinations come about? I was really intrigued and I wanted to try them immediately. But where did that concept come from?
We are partners with the Tippling Brothers, who have a bar in the Chelsea Market called The Tippler. They're our beverage consultants and also our business partners. And they are the masterminds and creative force behind all of our cocktails at our restaurant Mercadito, at our restaurant Tavernita, and now at Little Market. At Tavernita, they created a keg cocktail system where they keg the cocktails, and then as they sit in the kegs, they kind of age a little bit, and they give it a little bit more of character. So when we opened up Little Market, they wanted to break the mold again, as you said, on the cocktails, of thinking that they've reached the pinnacle doing the keg cocktail. So what else is, they went with these house-made sodas that you can kind of mix and match and add your own spirit to. We recommend, you know, certain tequilas or whiskeys for these flavors of that, but it's really up to the guest and what they really want to mix it with. And, yeah, they are very creative and they're very, very well received. You know, you can drink three or four of them because they're just so delicious, and then you don't realize it, but, you know, you've had four drinks. You know?
Right, then they get a little dangerous. Well,
it does get dangerous.
Well, if a customer ordered your Baja lobster roll, what cocktail would you recommend to complement it?
You know, we have a Meyer lemon soda that I mix with tequila when I'm in the kitchen. I drink tequila all the time. but I really like the Meyer lemon soda. It just has that lemony freshness that kind of goes along with the lobster, and you can kind of transport yourself to a beautiful summer day sitting on a picnic table in Maine and not worry about the 25-degree weather that we're experiencing right now.
That sounds perfect. So on June 6th here in New York, you're going to be competing against other chefs for the title of the best lobster roll. Have you competed in the Lobster Roll Rumble before?
No, I haven't. I'm really excited. And the way you just put it makes me, you know, a little bit more nervous. But we're ready to go, and we're excited to be in New York and competing and representing Chicago. And I'm really interested in eating a lot of lobster rolls and, you know, meeting some great people.
Right. Oh, it's a real fun event. You're going to have a blast. What are you bringing, the Baja roll, or do you have a different lobster roll entry for the summer?
No, I'm gonna bring the Baja roll because it's what we know, and it's been tested, and that's what we're gonna go with. So
great. Well, it sounds like a solid competitor. So I wish you luck.
Well, thank you.
Well, Chef Poli, thank you so much for giving us the lowdown on your lobster roll entry for the Tasting Tables 2013 Lobster Roll Rumble. This has been Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and I've been speaking with Chef Ryan Poli of the Little Market Brasseria in Chicago. He'll be competing in this summer's Lobster Roll Rumble. Heritage Radio Network will be there. You should be too.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.